Today, Representative Justin Amash, the Republican of Michigan, became possibly the first Republican to publicly use the I word. The Hill reports that Amash said reports that President Trump asked FBI Director James Comey to just let go of the Russia investigation would merit impeachment if true. Also today, the Senate Intelligence Committee said it wants Comey to appear in both open and closed sessions. And Democrats in Congress, led by Representative Joe Crowley, signed a discharge petition hoping to force a vote that would set up an independent commission to investigate Russian interference in the U.S. election and possible ties to the Trump campaign. But House Speaker Paul Ryan said Congress should be sober and follow the facts wherever they may lead. Here he is at a press conference this morning.
Look, there's been a lot of reporting lately. I think that requires close examination. Let me tell you what I told our members just this morning. We need the facts. It is obvious there are some people out there who want to harm the president, but we have an obligation to carry out our oversight regardless of which party is in the White House. And that means before rushing to judgment, we get all the pertinent information.
Let's bring in NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Robin.
And of course, all of this reaction today is to the report that James Comey memorialized his meetings with President Trump and others. He was known to have put everything in memo form. And that after a dinner with President Trump, the day after James Comey, the day after Michael Flynn, his former intelligence security advisor, was fired, that President Trump asked James Comey to please let go of any investigation, saying that Michael Flynn was a good guy. Let it go. What else are you hearing in Washington today about this?
And we should say the White House points out that the New York Times portrayal of that conversation, they say, is not truthful or accurate.
Right.
But, you know, Robin, Democrats are really pouncing on this as evidence that the president tried to directly influence an active Justice Department and FBI investigation. There were some Democrats, like Congressman Al Green of Texas, who on the House floor today called for an impeachment. He said that the Comey memo could amount to obstruction of justice by the White House. But Democratic leadership, by and large, folks like Steny Hoyer, Joe Crowley, Elijah Cummings, they're all staying away from impeachment talk. They say they need to take a slower and more deliberative approach. But I think the biggest shift here is that late yesterday, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, he's the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, he wrote a letter demanding that the FBI turn over all the memos, notes, any recordings of the discussions between President Trump and Comey. Those documents could come very soon. Speaker Paul Ryan made very clear this morning that he supports that. And if those documents don't come, Chaffetz tweeted that he has his subpoena pen ready. But by and large, Republicans that we spoke with this morning were not really willing to speak on the record until they get more information. The House Republicans gathered this morning for their weekly meeting. We waited out front to speak with them as we routinely do. We got a lot of no comments. Some, you know, pretended to talk on their cell phones as they walked back to the Capitol so as to avoid being questioned. But one congressman, Jim Comer of Kentucky, did choose to engage us for a bit. And he represents a district that voted for Trump in the 2016 election. And he says that his constituents think that the president is getting a raw deal from the press and from establishment Republicans. And Comer said something you hear a lot of Trump supporters say, and that's that President Trump is misunderstood, and a lot of what he says tends to get lost in translation. Here he is.
I think a lot of times he's the victim of not being a career politician, not knowing that sometimes when you say a joke, and everybody knows it's a joke, but when it's written in print, it doesn't sound like a joke.
So what he was speaking there was of a time when President Trump joked with Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows in a conference and said, you know, I'm going to come after you, because at the time, Meadows didn't support the White House-backed health care bill. And Comer said it read in print media as if it was decidedly worse than it actually was. And so you heard a lot of Republicans like Louie Gohmert, Jim Comer, make that point that the people they represent aren't willing to break with this president just yet.
Well, don't others also have a point that at this point, we should see and hear what those conversations were? I mean, we should tell people who haven't read it that the memo that James Comey kept or claims to have kept, you know, the contents of it were, you know, delivered to reporters by other people who had seen it. You know, what is the next shoe that will possibly drop? Do you think we will see these memos? Do you think we'll hear from Comey?
Well, I do think we'll hear from Comey. He, as I understand it, wanted to testify publicly about all this. Senator Lindsey Graham, who oversees one of the four committees looking into the Russia connection, has invited him or says that he's welcome to come and testify publicly. You know, there are four congressional investigations into Russia's interference and the possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russian officials. There's the House Intelligence Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the House Oversight Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee. There's no question among the Democrats that I've spoken with that all of this gives them new momentum in trying to establish an outside independent probe. They say the atmosphere is too politicized and that the American public, as a result of everything that has transpired, won't trust the findings of one of the standing congressional committees. And, you know, folks like Nancy Pelosi, they've been pushing for months to create an independent bipartisan panel to lead this investigation.
Well, we mentioned that today Democrats introduced a discharge petition to accelerate those congressional investigations into possible ties between Russia and Trump associates. Here's Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings.
This is about the soul of our democracy. I keep saying that. First of all, there was an issue, a question of impeachment. I agree with Adam Schiff. I'm not there. I just want to get the information.
Yeah. Jeff Bennett, one last question. We know the president preparing for his first trip abroad as president, scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Israel before heading to a NATO meeting in Brussels. Will that take this away, or is this just consuming Washington right now?
It could. You know, I do think it's consuming Washington. The Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who doesn't say much about President Trump, he said the other day, you know, I think we could do with a little less drama from the White House on a lot of things, speaking about the distraction that it's creating here on Capitol Hill. But there's no doubt that all of this has really strained the credibility of Trump aides, of his press office, and of the president himself.
Yeah. NPR congressional reporter Jeff Bennett, thank you.
Sure thing.